put the phones on hold here for a couple minutes as we're joined by Olympic bronze medalist Aaron Hamlin, who comes to us live from Sochi. Good day, Aaron. How are you today? Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hi. Great. Thanks.
It's really good to have you on board. Has the afterglow of bronze worn off yet, or are you still basking in your success?
It's still pretty great. I really think it's going to take a little bit longer for it to fully set in, but it's been a great 2 weeks.
I'm sure it has. Talk about the experience of being able to climb on the podium and claim that bronze. It must have been incredible for you.
It really was. It was pretty unexpected for me coming into the games. I was obviously shooting to get on the podium. That was like kind of a dream, but definitely didn't really think it was going to happen. And coming into training, it went really well. And then I just really wanted to have a solid race and be happy with how my runs go or how my runs went. So that mission accomplished, and it just happened to come with a medal. So it made it even better.
And that medal is historic. You're the first U.S. singles loser to ever get on the podium. Talk about that, because no matter what happens going forward in luge, they can never take that away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty crazy. Everything's still a little surreal, I think, but to be able to be the one to kind of break down that barrier and put us on the map a little bit more in the sport is really exciting, and I really hope it paves the way for future generations in the U.S.
You talk about that. With this bronze medal and you being the first one, how luge can grow in this country and perhaps do what it did with you, where you grew up playing a variety of different sports and then you were drawn to luge. How can luge draw people in this country from different sports to go follow the Olympic dream and become lugers?
I definitely think this getting the medal will kind of give me a platform to be able to spread information about this sport a little bit more. I really hope people just kind of give it a try and give it a chance, keep open minds, because it's an amazing sport and it's a lot of fun. People, I think, are really intimidated by it just at first glance, but just keep an open mind to learn about it before you kind of, chalk us up to being kind of crazy and hurtling ourselves down a mountain. There's a really long learning curve, and it takes years to perfect the sport, and I still feel like I'm learning something new every day.
And, with your success at Sochi, I would imagine that corporate sponsorship will also start to improve with you being able to step up onto the podium. Talk about that a little bit in your association with some of the corporates.
I definitely don't think getting on the podium will hurt. But, luge is still not a mainstream sport in the U.S., so I don't really, we're not here for that stuff. We're here because we're passionate about our sports, and I just love being here as an athlete, and if it, does good things for me in the future, that's great, but if not, that's all.
You mentioned the future. Aaron, what does the future hold for Aaron Hamlin? Perhaps 4 years from now, could we see you in Korea doing this again, shooting for perhaps even gold, dare we say?
We'll see. I've been sport for 14 years now. I never imagined I'd be a three-time Olympian, and I definitely will be back next season. I don't feel like I can step away just yet, but another 4 years is a big question mark. We'll see.
Talk about the track itself a little bit, and the weather's been iffy at best sometimes in Sochi thus far. Has it affected the ability to run the track, or has it been okay? Have they done a good job prepping it for the competition?
No, not at all. It's been great. The conditions were awesome, and we had a really great event.
You talked about being a three-time Olympian, this time getting to the podium. How much did that experience, having been there twice before, help you in readying yourself for this Olympiad?
I went into each of the past Olympics in very different scenarios. I was an underdog, and then I was a medal contender. So coming in this time, I really used what I learned over the past 8 years, and it felt nice being a little under the radar, but knowing what it's like competing on the stage is always really helpful. I now can really look to the future and start thinking about life after the sport. I think instead of committing myself for another 4 years, it's going to be nice to be able to look forward. And I'm currently a student with DeVry University, so I've been able to kind of start balancing out the next couple of years, as well as looking back at the last 8 years and seeing how that can all work into my future as an athlete as well as in the real world.
You know, you mentioned that, and a number of the athletes that we've interviewed have been involved with DeVry. Talk about their association with the Olympic team, more specifically with you, and, you know, how that's helped you out as far as knowing they're behind you.
You know, it's amazing. They've really stepped up to help athletes on the academic side of things, and it's really great knowing that while I'm still competing and training, I can start building a foundation for my career in the business or professional world outside of sports. You know, athletes a lot of times will get out of the sport and kind of hit a limbo and not really have anything set up to move into the future, and I don't really want to get stuck there, so DeVry has been amazing in helping me figure out my degree plans and getting everything lined up so I can easily compete and learn at the same time. And I really look forward to finishing my degree and seeing where it can take me.
Erin, congratulations, of course, on making history. First U.S. singles loser to win an Olympic medal on your third go-around in the Olympics. Congratulations, of course. Best of luck in whatever you do in the future. This has truly been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your Olympic experience.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now.